Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Daf Nun. Zvachim Daf Nun. And we are on Mem Tes Amid Beis. Mem Tes Amid Beis, by the two dots, fifth to last skinny line. Okay, we are, for the next two blad, as I mentioned, going to have our share of Limudim, and Limudim built upon Limudim. That is exactly what we are going to discuss. Today we're going to go into the first part of that, and that is, as you see in the Simen, Hekesh Ugzei Reshava, Kal Vachomer, and the Shiva Kubetzis adds in Binyan Av. Those are the four Limudim that we are going to be talking about, a number of them listed in Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Yishmael Omer, as we know, I saw, again, I don't know what the original source of this concept is, I saw it in the name of the Bnei Yisaschar, and that is the Yisaschar in the Zohar, that the Yud Gimel Midos of Rabbi Yishmael are Kneged, the Yud Gimel Midos of Hashem. And each one of the Midos, Kal Vachomer, Gzei Reshava, each one of them is Kneged. So the, again, I don't know where this is based on, but he says the Kal Vachomer is, quoting from the Magen Mezrich, Kal Vachomer is Kneged Kel, that name of Hashem. I don't know why that would be. Maybe it's not logical, it's just Kabbalistic. But that is why when Moshe Rabbeinu davened at the end of Baloscha for Miriam, where she was punished based on a Kal Vachomer, if you remember, he says, Kel na Rafan Allah. Dafka Kel, because that is the Shem Hashem that is Kneged Kal Vachomer. Again, I didn't see the original source. I just saw quoted by one of the Maoris Hadaf sheets. But I don't know where the list is to see which of the Midos is Kneged each one. But that is an interesting thought to follow. Okay, so we have the four that we are going to talk about. Hekesh, Gzei Reshava, Kal Vachomer, Simen. Hekesh, as we know, is when two things are next to each other in the Torah, we compare them. There are sometimes, not too often, once in a while, a Hekesh that we know, not because it's written in the same place, but because they were said at the same moment. For example, Zachar v'Shamar b'Dibur Echad Amru. So Zachar is in Parshas Yisro and Shamar is in Parshas Vaschanan. It's very far away from each other, but we know b'Dibur Echad Amru. Right? It was said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was said to them at one time, so therefore we could compare Zachar v'Shamar, though it's the whole basis for women being obligated in all the essays of Shabbos. Zachar v'Shamar b'Dibur Echad Amru. Or we have that also by the other mitzvahs asay, when we suggest, based on the principle of Asi Do Chalos Asei, the Gemara and Shabbos in Ribbos Demila, we have that the Asei and the Los Asei were both said by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same breath. Kaviyachol, and that's why we could say Asei Doche Los Asei. Gedilam Tasa Lecha is in the same pasuk as Losul, was said at the same moment as Losul B'Shatnes. And therefore, the mitzvah asay of tzitzis can be docha, the mitzvah, the alos asay of shatnes. But that's another type of hekesh. But normally, a hekesh is specifically where it's written next to each other. Gzei Reshava we'll get to a little bit later. As we know, two words written in the two different places in the Torah that we compare. Kal Vachomer, as we know, is a pure logic, maybe the weakest one of the group, as we'll mention again in a minute. And Binyan Av, which also we'll talk more about, just getting our feet wet, Binyan Av is the... Also, I shouldn't say Kal Vachomer is the weakest, maybe Binyan Av is the weakest. Binyan Av is just, you have two things in the Torah, let's compare them, unless you could figure something out that could distinguish them. So, if you have two parshas in the Torah, that we would say, if A and this parsha has halacha A and B, this parsha that has halacha A, you know what? It should have halacha B too. Why? Because Binyan Av, which is also sometimes called a mamatzinu, it's the lowest form of a limud, and we can knock this out with any type of distinction, as we will see. But those are the four the Gemara is going to get into now. And the Gemara is going to say they all exist. The question is, when are you allowed to have a double? That's the next two blot, the subject of discussion. When are you allowed to have a hekesh based on a hekesh based on a Kal Vachomer, a Gzei Reshava based on a Binyan Av? When are you allowed to have it? So we're going to go through each one of the permutations. Okay. We'll mention the thought of Rabbi Yishmael in a minute, in a few minutes. Dover halamed behekish, ein chozer malamed behekish. That's how we got into this whole discussion. In Kachim, once you learn something out from a hekish, you can't learn something else from a hekish. You can't learn C from B if B itself was learned from A through a hekish. So anything that's learned from a hekish, ein chozer malamed behekish, imi de ravina, that you know either from Rava or Ravina. That was yesterday, right up top over here in the Testament base. Rava or Ravina, either we learned it from the Asha Mitzora being compared to Chatas and Ola, or we learned it from the Par Kohen Mashiach being compared to a carbon shlamin. Right, those were the two sources that we had yesterday. Davar halami behekish maushiyav b'gzei reshava. What about hekish to gzei reshava? Hekish to hekish is no good. Hekish to gzei reshava. So what does that work? And as I mentioned yesterday, behind all of this discussion, the Rishonim implicitly talk about, not really explicitly here, but implicitly talk about which of these midos create as if it's a mefurish bakra. As if you have a pasuk. Because the second that you say it's as if it's a pasuk, there's no problem learning a double, a second stage limit from there. It's as if it's written. If it's not as if it's written, then you could say, hey, the whole thing is implied anyway. So how could you have two implications? So that's the, is the Gzira Shava more mefurish? Is Hekish more mefurish? So that is the behind the scenes discussion of our sugya. So first of all, we're going to try to figure out is something that is learned out from a Hekish to Hekish, that we already said. That's the one we've said a few times in the Masechta. But now we have. What if you have a Hekish? Could you build a Gzira Shava based on a Hekish? So Tashma, let's try to figure it out. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Nosson bar Avtulmis Omer. Rav Nosson says, "Minayin lepricha bivagadim shitahora." How do we know that if I have tsara'as habeged? How do I know that if it spreads and all of a sudden the entire beged is covered with tsara'as, it is tahor? The entire beged is tahor. If a drop of it loses its tsara'as and now it's only rove of the beged, then it's going to be tameh. But if it's the entire beged, it is going to be tahora. How do you know that? No mar karachas vegabachas bivagadim. Vinomar karachas v'gabachas ba'adam. It talks about gzeirah shava. It mentions karachas and gabachas by clothing, by tsara'as of clothing, and it mentions it by tsara'as of a person. Ma lahalan parach makulo tahor. Just like by a person, it says in the Torah that if parach makulo tahor, if he gets tsara'as on his entire body, it is tahor. Afkan parach makulo tahor. So to hear, by begadim, if it is parapakulo, tahar. If he gets taras over the entire beged. V'hasa minalan. How do you know their gufa? How do you know by a person? It applies anywhere. Dechsiv me rosho v'ad raglav. Because the pasuk says, by a person, if he gets taras from his head to his toes. V'iskish rosho l'regel. And we compare the rosh to the regel, because in Hilchas Saras, the rosh is a separate entity than the rest of the body. We know taras in the beard and hair area have different halachos than saras on the rest of the body. But we compare the rosh to the rest of the body. Mala halan kulo hafach lavan parach makulo tahar. Just like over there, by the rosh, if the entire rosh gets saras, it is tahar. So hafkan kulo hafach lavan parach makulo tahar. If it turns white and then it spreads over the entire body, tahar. Question mark. So doesn't this prove to me, this limud, it's a hekish and then a gzeirah shava, that's okay. Davar alamed behekish. Choser malamed begzeirah shava. If you remember, whenever this comes up, we quote the Bali Musar. Bali Musar talk about, is there a svara? Ultimately, this is a gzeirah sakasif. Ultimately, if you have rov tsarath 98%, then you're tame. 100%. Right, it's tahar. So ultimately, it's gzeirah sakasiv, and the poskim compare this to the halacha from Masechta Sanhedrin, and that is, if all the dayanim say chayiv, then the person is let off pater. But if it's 22-1, so then it's going to be chayiv. That's the kasha with a question that doesn't have an answer really. So if one dayan sees that he's going to paskin chayiv, and there are 22 that are paskin chayiv also, he says, you know what? Maybe I should paskin pater because then he's really going to be chayiv if I ultimately want that did to take place. But he can't do it. He's not allowed to lie. He's not allowed to lie. You can think that I want the ultimate result, but this is a halacha. If everybody thinks chayiv, so ultimately it's gzeiras hakasif. But there is a little svara given in both cases. Over there, the svara is given. Not one person can think of something good about this guy. So pashas can say, yeah, if they both witnessed this guy shoot Shimon, so and it was premeditated and he was warned. Yeah, but Chazal even said, the Torah says, maybe there's something, maybe he went crazy, maybe something. But even though it's gzeiras hakasif. So they give a similar idea here. I think I once mentioned another Musar, and that is why Saras the punishment for Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara is, according to Chazal, one of the Averas that caused Saras. Because what do I do by Lashon Hara? I basically say something about somebody, I take a little detail about his life, and I label him because of that detail. Do you know what so-and-so did? And I've judged him, and I have pigeonholed him based on this one act that he did. I've labeled him. You did this act, boom, you're that type of person. That's what Lashon Hara is. I'm not just telling over a little fact. I'm telling over a little fact, which then gives the person who is listening an entire picture of what this guy's about. That's what Lashon Hara is. What happens by Saras? You have a little spot. You know what the Kohen does? You are a Mitzora. You must leave. A little thing, and we label him, and we identify him. His whole mahus is called something based on that little spot. That's why it's Mida Keneged Mida. But once Saras is over the entire body, so without a question of taping a part of him and labeling him, it must be something else. If his entire body is covered, then it doesn't work with the Mida Keneged Mida, and therefore it must be about a different type of sickness. That's the suggestion given by some of the Bali Musar. Okay, back to our Gemara. So we have this possibility by Pricha Bikulo. Is that a source that we can say that a Hekish and Gzeir Shava can team up? A Hekish could build and then, thank you, give a create, allow Gzeir Shava to be built on it. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says no. B'cholatar kula lamedin lamed milamed chus benakachim. Work these whole two blot. We're trying to learn rules of kachim, not in kalatar kula. Kalatar kula has more flexible areas of limud. So don't teach. You're right. That works. That's Gzeir Shava built on a hekish, but that's not in kachim. That's in taurus. That's in the sixth seder, but we're looking in the fifth seder. We're looking at kachim. She'ain done in lamed milamed. You can't have a double limud to im kain, because if you want to say that even in kachim you're allowed to have it, as we mentioned the past couple of days, lo yomar tsafona ba'asham v'tesi b'gzeira shava. So don't say the word tsafon by asham and learn it from gzeira shava to kachi kachim echatas. Learn it from chatas. You don't have to say asham. You don't need that type of pasuk. Just learn it from Chados, but just learn from Ola. Lav l'meim rasa. Isn't this to teach me the davar halamed behekesh ein chozer malamed b'gzeir shava? Doesn't this teach me that this halacha, that by kachim you cannot have that double imud? So, even though we just proved it by tsaras. So the Gemara says, no, but Dilma, over there it's a specific problem. Mishim de'ikal ha-mifrach, malachatash kemachabers l'chayve krisus. What do you mean? Maybe Asham wouldn't be able to be learned from Chatas, even through Gzeir Shava. That's why it's a different over there. Why? Chatas is Mechaper Chai V'Krisus. Asham is also Baal Chait, but it's not Chai V'Krisus. Right? What's Asham for? Mi'ila, getting benefit from the base of Migdash, that's not Chai V'Karis. Gezela, if I swear that I have something of yours, and that I don't have something of yours that I really do, Gezelos. Asham Gezelos, Asham Mi'ilos, Asham Shivcha Charufa. That's also not Kares. Asham Nazir, Asham Mitzorah. Those are the five Ashamos. So that's not based on a Chiv Kares. So maybe that's why I wouldn't have, that's not a Gzeir Shava. It's not that you wouldn't be able to learn a Gzeir Shava based on a Hekesh. So Gemara says no. Kashi Kashi Biseir Xivit. It's still an extra phrase that we would have learned it from. So, Lamaskana, we say, what we're trying to figure out here is in the world of Kachim, not in the world in general. And there are different rules. You can try to figure out why does Kachim have different rules. It's its own area of wisdom. As we mentioned in the shir on Tuesday night, Chachma Vadas, Chachma is the word that teaches me Seder Kachim in Shabbos Laman Aleph, so therefore it has different levels of rules. What exactly is called Kachim for our discussion here? So many of the Rishonim say anything connected to a Karban is not included. Let's say I want to learn a halacha about Halakas Haneris of the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash, or even Big Day Kahuna. Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses, is Big Day Kahuna called Kachim for this discussion? Not 100% clear. Halakas Neiris, Haktaras Emurin, right? Those aren't full-fledged Kachim. What's clear is Kachay Haguf. Kachay Haguf, inherent Kedusha, Kedusha Haguf, that's for sure called Kachim. Tosfos says, later on, and Daf Kuf Heimabez, Tosfos says explicitly, Kachay Bedek Abayas are not even included in our discussion of Kachim here. The bottom line of Kuf Heimabez, the Gemara there is talking about Paraduma. So the Gemara says, don't you need special limudim for Paraduma? So the Tosfos says, no, Paraduma is Kachi Bedek Abayis. It's not Kachi Aguf, and therefore you don't need the special limudim. So what do you see though from Tosfos? That is very, very limited when this whole discussion of Kachim, V'yesh Lafarish, the Para Kachi Bedek Abayis, says Tosfos, and therefore you don't need the extra type of limudim. I saw the one fascinating extension. Got to put this back on the list from years ago. The Aruch Laner says Sukkah might be called Kachim. Wow. Sukkah. Right? Aruch Laner in Sukkah, the Chav Zayin Amid Beis. He says, V'gam, at least according to one opinion, Shayach Shapir, the Gam Sukkah Li Shlomo Mikri Kachim. Why? So he quotes one, but when we did Sukkah a number of years ago, remember we had a whole list of comparisons between Sukkah and Kachim. The one that he quotes is Daftes. Kishem Shechal Shem Shemayim Alachagiga. Kachal Shem Shemayim ala Sukkah. Just like you're not allowed to get any type of benefit from a Chagiga, so too you can't get any benefit from a Sukkah. Says the Aruch Haner, the Ati Sukkah Asurim Bahana, Kol Shiva, Kehektish, Midichsiv Lashem, Machag Lashem, so too, just like the Chagig Lashem, so too the Sukkah is Lashem. But that's just one. You know, we know elsewhere. The Gemara in the first parak in Sukkah learns that. What's the shortest amount? What's the lowest level of Sukkah could be? Where do you learn that from? The height of the Aron and the height of the Kruvim. Ma'inyin Shemitah. Right? But the answer is no. There's kedeches between this Sukkah and Hektish. Later on, how do you know you're supposed to sit in the Sukkah for days and nights? How do you know? Maybe a Sukkah is just like a lulav. You only shake a lulav by day. How do you know? So the Gemara later on Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis in Masechta Sukkah says, you learn it out from the Shivas Yimehem Iluim. Just like Aaron and his son stayed in the Mishkan for 7 days and seven nights, so too we have to sit in our Sukkah for 7 days and seven nights. Those are just three examples. Three examples. By the Chal Sheb Shemayim Daf Tes and the Aaron measurements, and here Daf Mem Gimel. There are others we discussed there about the sanctified quality of a sukkah. But the Aruch Haner goes a step further and says it would be called kachim regarding limudim. And therefore, lamim and alami, double limudim, piggyback limudim, would be required to be double in sukkah, just like it is required to be doubled in other areas. Okay, we have to see if that works all the time, but that is the Aruch Haner's chiddush in sukkah on Daf Chav Zayin. Okay, so we go now to the next. Davar, so we're doing all the Hekish ones first. So we had Hekish to Hekish, Hekish to Gzeir Shava. Now next, Davar Lareva Hekish, Chozer Lareva Kavachomer. So what about a Hekish and then a Kavachomer based on Hekish? Does that work? We said yes. We did Tanit Rabbi Shmuel. That works based on Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, yeah, don't you remember? It was 9 blot ago. Dathem Aleph. The Gemara there quoted a Devei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva said, in the context of the chatos primios, those was the cup of blood that compared all five chatos primios together. Ma b'makom, if they have this different carbon and they have the same avoda, surely if they have different animals, they should have the same avoda. In that context, we had a hekish and then a kal v'chomer based on it. So that was number three. What about the final one? Davar halamed behekish ma'u sheyilmad b'binyan av. What about a Hekish and then a Binyan Av built on the Hekish? A Binyan Av, you remember, is the lowest and the weakest, so to speak, form of Limud. If you look in the Encyclopedia Talmudis, this daf is a great Encyclopedia Talmudis daf, because it's all about Binyan Av, Gzeir Shava, right, all of the Yesodos of Shas, and it quotes everything you ever want to know about these concepts. So you just have to hope by Binyan Av, Gzeir Shava, Hekish, and what was the fourth one? Zereshava, Binyanav, Hekish, and Kalvachomer. So, Kalvachomer probably have to wait a couple more decades to get up to Kuf. But at least the first three are great. The first three are Alves, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. So, Binyanav here in volume, I just saw a new one came out. 29, I think, Haftes. So, the Dalet, Binyanav. Davar, what is a Binyanav, the definition? So, Davar habefurish batar b'makom echad, o b'shnayim b'shloshim mekomos, mishamesh yisod, lo moni menu, gam b'makomos, dobe macherim. No, svara, it's just, you have a kata halacha here, so you say it should apply there too. What's the svara? And he quotes this from early Achronim. Geder hamidahu shahatora mipnei shedarka lekatzer dvareha. The Torah is always concise. The Torah never has any extra words. Derech lekatzer dvareha tigale utifareish b'makom echad u'mimenu lemeidim l'chol makom atadomim lo. Right, the Torah's way is, I'll write it here, but I mean it there too. There's no extra word there. It's not written next to each other. So what? Right, we assume if it's written here, it applies there too. Lefichach nikra binyan av. That's why it's called a binyan av. What is the word binyan av? Av is the father. Av is the patriarch. And then everything is built from the father and off the father. That's a binyan av. She'oso hamakom shehu ikr umimenu lemeidim dvar macherim nikra av shehamalamid huka av v'halamedim imenu ki yotzei yirecho. Those are his progeny. That's his projects. That's a binyan av. Binyan av, you build from the av. Right, and it's similar. It's basically the same idea as a mamatzinu. And it continues and says, sometimes binyan avs just tell me what a word means. Sometimes binyan avs explain to me a halacha and be mechadish me a halacha. What does a word mean? So one time it says, eiz bashnasa. So you know an eiz always has to be a bashnasa, whatever it says eiz, the rest of the time in the Torah. That's about a definition of a word. But most of the time, like we're having here, binyan av is used to teach me a halacha. But again, note, a binyan av is knocked out with any little distinction. Because it's all based on, hey, we should say the same thing over here to here, but it's knocked out based on any little pircha, any little pircha called to him. Okay, that relates to binyanah. Good. Weiter. So, can you have a binyanah based on a hekesh? So, let's try. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, lo lechtov safona ba'asham, v'teisimi binyanah mechatas. Let's say, don't write binyanah. Sorry. Don't write safon by asham. Don't write the requirement to shecht a carbon asham in the north. And learn it out from a binyanah mechatas. Right, you learn it out from chatas. Why? Lamai helps a kasve. So why did it specifically write by Asham shecht it in the place where you shecht the ola? Just don't say anything, and you learn it out from a binyan from chatas. Chatas and Asham, after all, very similar. So why did it write it? Lav lo meimer. It must be to teach me that the davar alamid vehekesh ain chozer malamid binyanav. You can't learn it because you would compare Asham and chatas through a binyanav. But how do you know when to shecht the chatas? That itself, you know, from a hekesh to ola. So that would be a hekesh leading into a binyanav. It must be the reason that it says a beferish by Asham is because you can't do that. You can't do the hekesh to a binyanav. So Gemara says, 1 minute. No, I don't think that proves that you wouldn't be able to have a binyanav based on a hekesh. No, I just think that binyanav would be faulty. But really, maybe if you would have a good binyanav, you would be able to. Why would the binyanav be faulty? Ulatayimich teitzim binyanav meola. I'll ask you a better question. What, you're going to go from Asham to Chatas? Why don't you just go from Asham to Ola? Go to the original source. My time alo asi. Why not? We should digal a bifra. Because you know what? You would ask Mala Ola Shekei Kalil. Ola is the cannot be compared to Asham because Ola is totally burned in the mizbeach. So Chatas not being a little bit from. So too, Chatas is different than Asham. Mala Chatas shekei mechaperes al chayvi krisus. So therefore, says the Gemara, you do not have a source from here that binyan av would not be able to be built on a hekesh because here your suggested binyan av is faulty and therefore there is no raya. So the Gemara now, according to Rashi, the next three lines are just like a brackets. Meaning we stopped talking for a minute about trying to figure out an answer to this, but we're just talking about this halacha that we brought up. So fine, you're not going to learn one from one. Meaning we have the source of Safon by Asham, Chatas, and Ola. So the Torah says all three. It says it Mefurish by Ola, but we learn it out from Hekeshim, from Ola and Chatas. So you can't learn one from one. So Tesei Chadami Tarti. So just write two of them. Write two out of these three. You have to write all three. So the Gemara says, Mehe Tesi, which one are you not gonna write? Lo Nikla Rachmana Ola. Don't write it by Ola Vatesi Mechatos Vasham and learn Ola from Chatas and Asham. That won't work. Malahanach Shekei Mechaprin. Chatas and Asham bring Kapara. Ola is not Mechaper. I don't mean it's not Mechaper. Rashi says, relatively. Relatively is not Mechaper. Asham and Ola are Mechuyev. They're Mechuyev to be brought for specific Averis. Ola is not mechaper. Yes, it is mechaper on chayvei asay and lavanita glasay, as we had earlier in Daf Zayin, but really it's defined conceptually as a doron, as a present, as voluntary, and the Mishnah says, even in Maseches Erechin on Daf Chaf Aleph, the Mishnah there is discussing when a person is chayv a karbon. When does Bezin go into your house and take a collateral to make sure that you're going to bring the carbon? So the Mishnah basically says, if it's anything you have to bring, really, then we're not going to take a mashkot from you because we're assuming you're going to bring it. But anything that's just voluntary, so basically, best thing might be mashkain you. So the Mishnah says there, chatas and asham, they're not mamashkain. Because you're going to bring it. You're mechuyev it. Ola, they're mamashkain. What do you mean they're mamashkain? Don't you have a chiyev? Right? It's machaper. The answer is it's not mechuyev in that way. The Mefarshim ala Torah try to have this in-between lashon that it's mechaper a little bit, but not mechuyev. The Rabban's lashon in Vayikra, beginning of Vayikra, where the ola is first brought up. Yeratzeh ba'ola zu im yivienu b'nidvas nafsho. You will get kapara if you bring it voluntarily. B'ma yisratzeh adono ela b'dorot hazeh. If you bring the present, Hashem will give you kapara. So it's like an in-between. It's a present, but it brings kapara. That's what Ola is. It's this fascinating in-between karban. Or the Ksava Kabbalah says, Af shehi ba'a nedava, b'kol makom, misarev ima, ksas chiyuvi. Right, it's somewhere in the middle. B'kol makom, yesh b'nedava zu, pigam, misiba hagoremes l'nedava zu. There's a reason that you're volunteering. The reason you're volunteering. So it's not just a pure voluntary, but that's Ola. That's Ola. But Gemara here contrasts Ola, which is not inherently a mechaper, to the others. Fine. So that's why you wouldn't be able to just leave out Ola. Lo so leave out Chatas. Learn out Chatas from Ola and Asham. What is unique about those two as compared to Chatas? Malahanach Shekein Zacharim. No. Chatas is a female. It's a kisva. But Ola and Asham are both male. Right? So that makes them different also. We'll get back to that line in a second. Lo nechlev rach ba'asham v'teisa mihanach. So what about leaving out Asham? No. Malahanach kin yeshna mitzivar kebiyachin. Right, Sibur and Yachid. There are Olos that are for Ola Sibur, right, the Karban Tamid every day, is an Ola Sibur, and then there is Chata Sibur, right, the Karbanas on Yom Kippur. It's a Chata Sibur, the Karbanas every Rosh Chodesh is a Chata Sibur. Asham, you never have an Asham Sibur. Never have an Asham Sibur. So therefore, each one of them would be different, so you can't learn one from the other. So, period. So we don't have a source. We rejected the possibility of of Asham being learned out, so we do not have a source for Hekish and a Binyan Av. Well, we try to bring a Raya that Binyan Av built on a Hekish does not work, and we basically rejected that, and we do not go back to that. Right? That question is not answered. So interesting, the Achronim ask, what the Gemara say, why Asham and Ola are different than Chatas? Because there's Zacharim. So what? What, males and females make a difference by animals? By people, you could say it makes a difference. The Gemara talks about sometimes ish kodem leisha because there's a difference chiyuv in Talmud Torah and mitzvahs and by hashavas aveidim might make a difference and who do you save who was captured, all different halachas that we know from different contexts. Zachar kodem lenekeva various and sometimes the keva kodem lezachar. But does it really make a difference by animals, by males and females? Isn't just a karban labardas? So why is that? Why is there such a difference? I saw that question asked by one of the Achronim here, by the Ayelet HaShachar. So he gives two answers. He says, number one, Rov Karbanos are males. So maybe that reflects that the Torah is Machshiv, the Behemoth Sechar, more than the Nekevus. This is a possibility. Or, as I translated it before, it's not a question of better or worse. It's just different. It's just different. We know there are different avodos. Shekivah shematzina shatorah hikpida chelim mei karbanos shiyu zacharim vechelim mei karbanos shiyu nekevus. The Torah is makpid for some reason. Certain karbanos have to be males, certain have to be females. So if that's true, it must be that you can't learn one from the other. If the Torah didn't really care about it, the Torah wouldn't make a difference. The fact that the Torah is machshiv, certain for one and certain for the others, it must be the Torah treats them differently, and therefore you cannot learn one from the other. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara. Let's try next. So we got through all the hekeshes. Can you learn anything based on a hekesh? Now let's go to Gzeir Shava. Davar alamim Gzeir Shava mashiyam be hekesh. If you have a Gzeir Shava, could you have a hekesh built on a Gzeir Shava? So Amar Papa, let's try it. V'zos Torah zevach hashlamim v'chulu imal toda. Right, the psukim in Tzav. Start off with talking about shlamim, and then get into toda. L'madnu l'toda shebamin amayser. We learned that a toda could be brought from Meiser. If somebody has Meiser Shani money, they could use that to buy a carbon toda. That's what you learn. Where do you learn that from? Mida Ashkechan Shlamim to Asmi Meiser. Because after all, I know a Shlamim could be brought with what they do most of the time. They brought out Meiser Shani money, right? That they were nit poda from the fruit onto the money. And what they buy, they got to the base, they got to Yerushalayim, they bought carbon of Shlamim. So you know that shlamim could cover meiser. Shlamim gufayim inolan. How do you know that? Tachsiv sham. So let's talk about this for a second. You know that a shlamim can be brought for meiser shady money because of the gzeirah shava of sham. And then you want to compare toda and shlamim based on a hekesh. So that works. So you see a hekesh based on gzeirah shava will work. And we're talking, aren't we talking about karbanas here? Talk about a karban toda. By the way, Rashi says, this is only if I specifically said, when I made my neder to bring the karban toda, al minas, that I could bring it for the Meiser Sheni money. If I didn't say that, Rashi says, it's not going to be good enough. So isn't that good? Hekesh based on Gzeirah Shava. So I'm going to name Marzucha, Breder of Mari, Luravina. No way. Meiser Dagan, Chulin Baalmahu. What are you talking about? Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni is not Kachim. That's Chulin compared to Kachim. We're talking about Kachim. So what the first opinion think? Obviously, this is machlokas elsewhere. Whether Meiser Sheni is Mamon Gavoh or Mamon Hedyot. Maybe that's this machlokas here. But the Gemara, he answers to him, Amar Lei. Ravina answers, Amar Amra, Lamed Hekish Umalamed Kodesh. Lamed Kodesh Umalamed Kodesh. What do you mean? Did the person say that's trying to figure this out that both the Malamed and the Nilmad have to be Kodeshim? No. it's enough at least that the one that you're learning to is kachim. That's good enough. And here too, because you're learning to carbon toda, shlamim and toda, that is ultimately good enough. You don't need everything involved to be kachim. As long as part of it involved, it's already defined as a kachim case. So therefore, we have a proof that you can. The Gzeira Shava can then, we can learn a Hekesh. Carbon Toda as well is a fascinating carbon, which we've discussed in the past. There's a line. Just comes down to 2 days in Rashi. 2 days in Rashi where? Menachis Ayin Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara there says there's something called a Todas Nedava and something called a Todas Chova. What is a Todas Chova? What does that mean? So Menachis Ayin Tes Amid Beis. On the page you have Rashi, and then on the bottom you look, it says Rashi Ksav Yad. So we have two Rashis. So Rashi, regular, there, Menachas Ayin Tes Amid Beis, you know what a Todas Chova is? Kagon Sha'amar Harei Olai. Chova means what you volunteered and you obligated yourself. So now it's a Chova, because you obligated yourself. That's Harei Olai. Rashi Ksav Yad says, no! Lishna Achrina Todas Chova Kigon Mefarish Bayam Yotzi B'Shayara. Right, the Chovish B'Beis HaSurim Darmina B'Brachas Arbat Srichel Mahodos. Second, the Ksav Yad is saying that there's a chiyuv to bring a tod if you go through those experiences. That is a major machlokas for showing it, but it's right here on the same page. Rashi and Rashi Ksav Yad, Ayin Tes Amid Beis Menachis. How much is carbon toda obligatory? How much is it obligatory? So that's a question. It's tzrich in lahodos. So does that mean anything more than Berchas HaGomel? Is a carbon toda obligatory or just a great idea? That is a big discussion in the Rishonim. Starts off with those Rashis. Again, the Rashi ala Torah is not clear. The Rishonim each say, well, the Achronim say, maybe it's like this, maybe it's like that. What does Rashi say? Rashi says in Tzav, Im al dvar hoda'a al neis shena asilo, shehein srichin lahodos. It doesn't say chayiv, doesn't say maybe. Sounds like Pashas that it's not mechuyiv. It doesn't use that lashon. Okay, but that is regarding Toda. We continue. Next, Davar Halamed B'Gzeir Shava, Mal Shiyam B'Gzeir Shava. How about Gzeir Shava based on Gzeir Shava? So, Amar Rechava Tanya. So, let us keep in the Toda world. We know a carbon Toda is brought with 40 loaves, 30 of them matzahs, and 10 of them chametz. So, the three types, at 30, there's 10, 10, 10, three different types. So, what are those types? Right here. Soles Merbeches, one of the types is murbeches, which is where you sprinkle boiling water onto the fine flour, but you have to use fine flour, you have to use soles. By the murbeches ones, you have to use fine flour. Lamanu shervucha sheba soles. We learned that the murbeches, the revucha type of matzah, has to be brought with fine flour. Chalos binayin. How do I know that the chalos, which is another type, not chal like we have, but it's another type of the matzahs, has to be brought with soles. Tamalomar, chalos, chalos. You learn from Gzeira Shava. Rikiki minayin. How do we know the wafer type ones have to be brought with soles? Tamalomar, matzos, matzos. So look at that. Right? You have a Gzeira Shava built on a Gzeira Shava. So isn't that a raya? So Amalei Ravina, no. You're right, matzos, matzos is a Gzeira Shava, but you have the wrong source. You don't learn that from chalos, which itself is learned from something else. Dilma mi ma'afi taner gomer. You learn that from a carbon mincha. Ma'afi taner, the type of carbon mincha that's baked in the oven, it says chalos there too. And there also you have to use fine flour. So it's two different xereshavas. It's not a xereshava built on a xereshava, so therefore there is no raya. So that's out. That didn't work. So el amarava tanya. So let's try again. Let's learn it out from the following. The pasuk says, by the carbon chatas, by one of the carbonos chatas, the kirbo ufirsho, by one of the chitzodios that you burned outside the base of Mikdash, the kirbo ufirsho, its insides and its waste, its pirsho, its dung. Vahotzi, you got to take that all out to burn. Malamecha motzio shalem, you take the animal whole out to burn. In the place of the deshek. Yachol yisrafenu shalem, you might think, not only do you take it out shalem, but you burn it whole, like the Kerban Pesach. No markan, rosho ukra'av, and emar lahalan, rosho ukra'av. No, it says there, its head and its innards, and so too there, rosho ukra'av, by, in Perak Aleph, by Ola. Ma lahalan aydeni tu'ach, just like a carbon Ola. It's totally burned, but it's cut up first. you burn it limb by limb. Afkanai deni tuach, so to here. You take it out of the base of Mikdash whole, but before you burn it, you have to cut it up. Imala halan behefshit afkanai behefshit. If you're telling me, if you want to compare it to Ola, so why don't you go like this as well? If by carbon Ola, you have to skin the Ola before you burn it. So to here, maybe you should have to skin the Ola. So you have to skin this chatas chitzoni. Tamalomar, vikirbo ufirsho. No, it says vikirbo ufirsho. My Talmudah, what did that teach me? Amar Pap as follows. Kishem shepirsho bikirbo. Just like its peresh, it's is in its innards, its waste is in the body. You don't take it out and then burn it. Kach bisaro be'oro. So too, the basar stays in the skin. The only carbon that is skinned before it's burned totally is the ola. The ola is skinned because the or goes to the kohanim. But the chatas, the chatos that are burned outside the base of Mikdash are not skinned. They are just cut up. Vitanya, we didn't get to the raya yet. Rebbe Yomer, Namar kan oru basar peresh. It says here, or basar peres, v'nemar lahalan, o basar peres. And it says later on, by the parko and Mashiach, by another one of the chatos that are burned outside. Mala halan ideni tuach lo behefshit, just like over there, by the original source, we learn out, you cut up the animal before you burn it, but you don't skin it. Afkan ideni tuach shelo behefshit. Fine, so you learn out, that's a good, that's a gzera shava, built on a gzera shava. Ola to one of the chatos chitzonios, to not chatos chitzoni on the mizbeach chitzon, but outside the base of Mikdash, to the other type of chatos chitzoni. So that is good, gzeir shava, built on gzeir shava. So the maisa, like we said, Ola is the only one that is skinned. So derech agav, hafshata mafshit is one of the only lamates malachas that doesn't really come up. Bizman hazeh. You know, I would say about 33 of them come up. Maybe 5 or 6. Nobody's making bati nirin these days. And generally, hefshit is one of the others, right? When I eat my chicken and take the skin off, that is not the malacha of hafshata. It's one of the lamates malachas, but that's not one of the few times that it, one of the few malachas that hardly ever comes up. Okay, third line. Davar halame b'gzeira shava ma'ashiyama b'kal v'chomer. Something that is learned out from gzeira shava, can you then have kal v'chomer? By the way, what does the word gzeira shava mean? Why is it called gzeira shava? Gezera shava. Shava means equal. What about the word gzera? So I saw in the second Talmud, it's a quote in the Shita, gzera from the word nigzar. Nigzar is like chopped up. That these words, if you chop it up, you get to the same shorish. It's nigzar from the same source. Sometimes gzera shava is not the exact same word. Right? But it's nigzar from the same source. It was chopped from the same tree. So gzera shava to kal v'chomer. Does that work? So we say kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer that should work. It's a kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer that you should be able to have a gzeira shava and then a kal v'chomer? As follows. Uma hekesh. She'enu malamid behekesh. Imidravi midravina. Malamid bekal v'chomer. If hekesh could lead to... Hekesh cannot lead to hekesh. But hekesh could lead to kal v'chomer. So I'm going to tell you the very bishmal, as we said on Amar Aleph. So gzeira shava hamalamedes behekesh. Midra papa. Eno digitalami kal v'chomer. So again, if Hekesh does not lead to Hekesh, but Hekesh leads to Kal V'chomer, so Gzeir Shava, which does lead to Hekesh, surely should be able to lead to Kal V'chomer. So Gemara says, Hani Chalamadisle, there are Papa. So that's fine according to the, if you hold like a Papa, that we mentioned in the Amar Aleph. But we mentioned it wasn't so clear. Elamanda, unless later a Papa, Eichel Meimar. But if you don't like Rav Papa, you gotta have a different source. So Gemara says, okay, Ella Kal V'chomer, a different Kal V'chomer, would teach me this halacha. Uma hekish she'ein malamid behekish. I midravi midravina. Melamid bekal v'chomer midatana dever b'yishmael. If hekish does not lead to hekish, but hekish does lead to kal v'chomer. So gzeira shava hamalamedes b'gzeira shava. Chaverta midravi barchama. Eino din shetalami bekal v'chomer. Hekish doesn't lead to hekish, but hekish leads to kal v'chomer. So gzeira shava, which does lead to gzeira shava, surely should be able to lead to kal v'chomer. So that is the accepted kal v'chomer, which is the source for this halacha. Period. Next, davar halami b'gzeira shava ma'ashiyama b'inyanav teku. We're not even going to try that one. Right, that one, put on the list. Put on the list for Eliyahu HaNavi. Gzeira shava to b'inyanav. I don't know why dafka that one is the only teku. Can't figure something out. Nowhere in the context of halacha can we find an example of that. Okay, next. Davar halami b'kal v'chomer ma'ashiyama b'hekesh. What about a kal v'chomer to a hekesh? So kal v'chomer, we try again. Maybe it's based on a kal v'chomer. Umal gzeira shava she'ena lameda b'hekesha midir Rabbi Yochanan. Milamid b'hekesh midir Papa. Gzeira shava cannot lead to hekesh. But I'm sorry, this is the opposite. For the Shita of Kabbalah changed this from to me Hekesha. Gzeira Shava cannot be learned out from a Hekesh, but it can be learned to a Hekesh, right? Gzeira Shava cannot be learned from a Hekesh, but it can be learned then to a Hekesh. So Kavachomer Halamin me Hekesh, a Kavachomer that can be learned from a Hekesh. Mitatana the Verbi Shmuel, Eidodit Shalama Sheyomad Behekesh. And got it? Gzeira Shava is in the middle, and Kavachomer is in the middle. Gzeira Shava cannot be learned from a Hekesh, but can be learned to a Hekesh. You can learn it to a Hekesh. So Kavachomer, which can be learned from a Hekesh, surely you should be able to learn it to a Hekesh. So again, the Gemara says, Hani Chlamanda is Gedra Papa, that works for a Papa who says this halacha about Kavachomer and Hekesh. Anam and Aleph. Elamanda Lasa Gedra Papa, Igla Meimar, Teku. Again, that one's unanswered. Dabar Aloy, the Kavachomer, Mashiyama, Gzeira Shava. What about Kalva? This is all the Kalva Chomer ones. So can a Kalva Chomer lead to a Gzeira Shava? Kalva Chomer! So yes, we learn it from a Kalva Chomer. Uma Gzeira Shava she'eno lameda be'hekesh mid Rabbi Yochanan. Gzeira Shava, which cannot be learned from a Hekesh. Milamid be Gzeira Shava mid Rabbi Chama. Gzeira Shava cannot be learned from a Hekesh, but can learn to another Gzeira Shava. Kalva Chomer halameda be'hekesh mid Tana Rabbi Yishmael. Eino digit lameda be Gzeira Shava. So a Kalva Chomer, which can be learned from a Hekesh, surely should be able to right, teach us a Gzeira Shava. If you just write it out, it's simple, you fill in the boxes.
In these situations where you're learning from a Kalva Chomer to something else,
right?
Do the other things have the halachas of a Kalva Chomer of Enon Jiminadi?
Oh, that's a good question. If you learn out from, if Kalva Chomer is, if A to B is Kalva Chomer, then B to C, do they have the limits of Kalva Chomer? Meaning Enon Jiminadin and Dayo and all those halachas? I would assume yes. How could step C be, if the source can't do it, I would assume it would be limited like that case of Einon Shemin Adin. So the discussion of whether you're Onish Mi Binyan Av. The discussion in the some of the Achronim. Okay, last one for today. Dover Halamid V'Kalvachomer Mashiyah V'Kalvachomer. How about Kalvachomer piggybacking on a Kalvachomer? So how do you know that? Kalvachomer. Umad, how do you guess? Umad, Gzeira Shava, She'ena Lameda Behekesh Midrabi Yochanan. Malamid Bakava Chomer, Kidda Amran. If Gzeira Shava cannot be learned out from Hekesh, but can be learned to a Kava Chomer, Kava Chomer, Halomi Me Hekesh, Midatarna Verbi Ishmael. Kava Chomer that can be learned out from a Hekesh, Eno Dinshi Yelami Bakava Chomer. Surely it should be learned from a Kava Chomer. Right, so got that? Again, outside. If Gzeira Shava cannot be learned out from a Hekesh, but can learn to a Kalva Chomer, Gzeira Shava to Kalva Chomer, so a Kalva Chomer, which you can learn from a Hekesh, surely should be able to learn to another Kalva Chomer. Vizehu Kalva Chomer ben Kalva Chomer. And this is what's known as a Kalva Chomer ben Kalva Chomer. Why? Because the Gzeira Shava to Kalva Chomer itself is based on a Kalva Chomer. So Gemara says, 1 minute. Ben Binoshal Kavachomer who? Really, there are three Kavachomers involved here. And if it's three Kavachomers, Rashi says maybe that's too far. Maybe he can't learn three Kavachomers, it's a grandchild. So Gemara says, okay, Ela Kavachomer. Okay, this is the one. Because even we're gonna say the source now, leaving out one of the Kavachomers, and therefore it's only gonna be two. Uma Hekesh She'eno Lomid Behekesh Imidravina Milamid Bakavachomer Midatana Dever Bishmael. If a Hekesh, which is cannot be learned from a Hekesh, can teach a Kavachomer, Kavachomer Halomid Behekesh Midatana Dever Bishmael, Eno Dinshi Lamid Bakavachomer. Right, surely she will learn Vizel Kavachomer Ben Kavachomer. Right, so that is two Kavachomers are okay, but not three Kavachomers. Keep in mind, I didn't get to mention it, but I'll just mention it now. Maybe I'll mention the other Rabbi Shmuel. Maybe I'll just save it for tomorrow because there's only three lines and I'm in base. Okay, you know what? Maybe tomorrow we'll start with the Rabbi Shmuel part that we like from Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz and a Gra. The Gra about the Torah given in encoded form. So do that, and if we need extra time, we'll go through the Tosas. I'm in base. Okay.